listening to Over the Trent, a mad special. We've literally just decided we're going to do this 5 minutes ago. This is an absolute special. This will be out on podcast. You can't clip it all. I'm joined by Kieran Etheridge, who's about to go back to his lovely home in Brighton. We're going to talk all the Forest players at the current World Cup and some past legends too. Think your Matty Cashes, think your Jason Cummings, think your Mohammed Dragas. It's going to be an absolute mad show. Kieran, how are you?
I'm good. Bit stressed with all the deadlines and stuff that's happening at the moment.
Right, let's get it out there. This is killing me. The amount of stuff we've got to do as students, plus this, it is just... It's incredible.
Honestly, the World Cup has come at like the worst time possible.
What's been your favourite element of the World Cup so far?
The upsets, honestly. England are doing all right, but the upsets have just been phenomenal. I mean, Belgium's just been knocked out a few, about half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. And it's been an absolutely mental kind of start to the World Cup. And hopefully it carries on throughout the groups, throughout the knockouts.
Yes, it's been mad, especially Saudi Arabia, Argentina. That who expected that one?
51st against 3rd in the FIFA coefficient rankings. Don't think anyone really did, to be honest.
Argentina, possibly World Cup favourites too. It's just weird how this is all happening. Now, this is our first and only Christmas show with Forest in the Prem. Both myself and Kieran will no longer be here at URN this time next year. And Forest, let's face it, might not be in the Prem either.
No.
So it's going to be an absolute quick event, so we're just going to enjoy this. So should we have a bit of Shaky Stevens?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk a few Welsh boys later, Brennan and Nico and Super Wayne Hennessy. So bit of Shaky Stevens for you. Hope you enjoy the Christmas show. You're listening to an impromptu Over the Trent. We're talking all things Nottingham Forest and Notts County players who have made it to the World Cup. We are going to talk now about Jason Cummings, Australia's and Scotland's most successful ever striker. Okay? Big news in the world, this. Now, we're lucky enough, Kieran, aren't we, to have the leading, and I mean this nicely, the leading Jason Cummings expert in the room. Luke Green joins us. Luke, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. With all this news about Jason Cummings, this must be a very busy time of year for you.
I'm so busy.
You must be really snowed under with work.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really balance uni work and Jason Cummings research and work and fan club. I mean, it's really hard.
It is very, very hard indeed. Let's he's very Scottish for an Australian, isn't he, Jason Cummings? Let's face it.
Yeah.
I remember when he came to Nottingham Forest, Match Day with Max did a segment where they gave him Iron Brew, gave him like Scottish foods, deep fried Mars bars, you know, very culturally sensitive things. Match day with Matt, and then he's now found himself in the Australia squad. Do you know how this has happened?
Yeah, well, basically, I think his mum is Australian, or some, I think his mum, probably maybe even grandma, is Australian, but obviously, he was born in Scotland.
Very Scottish accent,
played for Scotland in friendly, so it doesn't really count. Basically, he's in the A League now for Central Coast Mariners, which he's had really good form in. And let's be honest, Australia don't really have a big wealth of strikers that they could probably rely upon. Jason Cummings is not that man that they can rely upon, but I think in big games he does show up sometimes.
Yeah, fair enough. He was absolutely rubbish for us. Mm-hmm. He was absolutely rubbish. How far do you think Australia can go through? The first time since 2006 that they have made the semi-finals, the cheeky chaps. How far do you think Australia can go? They've got a tough group. They come out of a tough group and now they've got a tough round of 16 games.
They're Argentina, have they?
I believe so.
Yeah, so it's the GOAT versus Messi in the next round. And I mean, Australia, if they defend well, I can see them pushing Argentina all the way. At least to extra time, because Australia, I mean, they've conceded the most XG out of any team in the tournament so far, and they've still made it through with 7 points, which is insane. I think Harry Suter, another Scotsman, has been crucial for that as well. If they're losing at half time against Argentina, then the cum dog will come on.
I'm sure you will. Do you have any memories of Jason Cummings that you'd like to share with us?
The biggest memory in the existence of the world. basically, 2-0 down against Liverpool in the probably 60th minute. Comedog came on, scores penalty, and then scores an excellent solo goal. Does Lovren, and he just slots it into the near corner, and he's amazing.
He is amazing. Thank you so much for, you know, really demonstrating what Jason Cummings is all about, and that is loving the game, loving Australia. Good day to you, mate. Thank you, Luke Green, from the EFL at URN podcast, the Jason Cummings expert. Now, let's talk about another former Forest player, Matty Cash, who actually did have an impact. He was sensational for Poland against Argentina, who've made it through to the round of 16. Have you been able to watch a bit of Cash?
Yeah, I watched one of the Poland games earlier on. Who else was in their group? I want to say it was Argentina, Poland... Who else was in there?
Poland, Mexico, Saudi Arabia.
I think I watched the Poland-Saudi Arabia game. Looked alright in there. I mean, it wasn't the best game to watch, really, I don't think. I haven't really watched much of this group just because of seemingly being busy on the days that they've been playing. But I've heard that Matty Cash had quite a good game last game. Was very solid at the back and gave a little bit going forward as well.
I think he's been absolutely sensational. And Poland, who would have thought a few years ago that Robin Lewandowski would be relying on Matty Cash to get them through? And I think he's been absolutely sensational for them. And best of luck to Poland. They've got another difficult draw. And to be honest, that squad is not good enough, I don't think, as a whole. Matty Cash looks like he could push Poland to a certain level, maybe make just beyond the group stages. We just had a message in. The Pulse is not on due to Ben Meller not really caring about local sports enough. So we've overtaken it. Sorry, we've just had a message in. And you know what? Let's have it. Come on, let's have a go. Big news today. Nottingham Forest, the City Ground, will be on FIFA 23. I cannot wait to play on
that.
Yes,
but the away fans are in the wrong area.
Are they? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They've messed up where the away fans are.
How?
I don't know. And it's like they've taken up the whole of the...
Lower Bridgeford.
All of Lower Bridgeford and part of Brian Clough as well.
How do you mess that up? Oh! Right, let's talk about someone who has impressed me. Kareem Anzafariad, former Nottingham Forest striker, barely played for us. I'll get his stats up. He has played for Iran. Well, I say he's played for Iran. He's come off the bench a few times. He's had a difficult time. Obviously, what was going on with Iran, I think it's understandable that we all, you know, cut him a bit of slack. He has scored, though, against Man United this year. That's mad to say, but he played very well for... I'm not going to even pretend to try and say that name. Ammonia?
Ammonia, yeah.
Yeah, that's just one goal he scored for them this year, and it was against Ronaldo's Manchester United. Nottingham Forest, he scored two goals for us in the 2018-19 season. It was a Graben-esque flick. Right, who's ever typing in? We're trying to do a show here. We're all about community, but let's not take the mickey, eh, boys? Aaron Ramsey, who made 14 appearances for Nottingham Forest, brings us on to Wales, which pretty much is what Wolves are to Portugal. Brennan Johnson, Nico Williams, and Wayne Hennessy. Now, Wayne Hennessy, let's talk about him. An England legend got sent off against Iran. What did you think of the challenge?
It was a red. Like, it just was. It was such a poor challenge. It was the fact that he went for the guy twice. As such, he went in initially, tried to get the block in, realised he had messed up, and then just took out his legs. He's denying a goal-scoring opportunity there, and it was... There can't be any complaints there, surely.
No, don't think any complaints can be given. Nico Williams has had a very tough time off the pitch, and our thoughts and prayers obviously go to Nico and his family at this difficult time.
Luke Shaw as well.
Oh, has that happened as well?
Yeah.
That's terrible news. And like
two
we said,
two left backs.
Yeah, and people who've come under a lot of criticism from the media, especially. I know Nico has a lot of pressure at Liverpool. Luke Shaw, everything that's said about his weight, I just think is totally inappropriate. And yeah, just best of luck to those guys, and so sorry about Nico Williams. However, he has been so positive for Wales.
Yeah.
He was one of their bright sparks at the tournament. Wales only got 1 point at this tournament, getting a draw with USA, a bad loss against Iran, and then a thumping against England.
That draw against the USA is quite impressive, though. Like, the USA aren't an easy team. There's no pushovers, as the England game kind of showed.
Yes.
Kind of a bit more Nico Williams. It was a real shame that he had to come off against England. I think that really did.
That concussion was awful.
Yeah, and who came on? It was Roberts, wasn't it?
Conor Roberts, yeah.
Conor Roberts came on, started. He just didn't look up to the challenge against Rashford, to be honest. No.
And, okay, I know where you're going with that. I might have been critical of Marcus Rashford, yes, on the RN Sport group chat.
Saying that he wasn't good enough, saying that he was useless. And then what happened?
He scored two of the best goals England players have scored at a World Cup.
Scoring our 100th goal at a World Cup.
Was it our 100th goal at the World Cup? Lovely. What I'd say is, I am thick, okay? Mr. Marcus Rashford, MBE. To be fair, I did say I love him off the pitch and what he stands for off the pitch.
Yes.
I have said that numerous times because what he does is very inspiring to everyone. However, I just thought you were a little bit slow in the first half, and I'd like to say my criticism improved your game. Now, let's look at it like that, and suddenly, I'm the hero of England. I think that's a positive.
Right, I'm going to let you have that just because you're going to go on about this forever otherwise. Yeah.
Brennan Johnson didn't start a single game for Wales. Dan James and Harry Wilson did. I simply cannot understand that. Brennan Johnson was an integral part of the penalty for Wales that they got them their only goal and point at this World Cup.
He's so frustrated.
He's so frustrated, isn't he?
He has the ability to go take on a man and really go at the defence, but he just doesn't. And he runs, stops, holds onto the ball for like a good 5 seconds too long, and then makes the wrong decision. Totally. It's so annoying. And there's no taking away from him. He is an outstanding player on his day, and he could make it in the Premier League on his day, but he just needs to, I don't know, he needs to have a confidence boost, I think.
Yeah, I think he went into this World Cup with some good confidence. I think Forest were playing some lovely football by the end. That win against Tottenham, that we actually need to cover that still. We'll have a big sort of winter debrief. They're actually playing at Loughborough Forest, a fun fact. Getting away from it. It's looking very positive for Brennan. But how many times has he made a lovely run, got into just in front of the six-yard box corner, like, you know, that sort of six-yard box, shot, deflected, throw in, corner. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a positive, though? With players like Bale and Ramsey moving on for Wales, Brennan surely will become a bigger part of this.
I think it's good for Brennan. I think Wales will, this could completely backfire, but I think Wales will struggle initially without those players because they have been such a key and integral part to that setup, just leadership wise and everything. Obviously the experience they bring to the team. They've got a very young squad coming through, which obviously we've seen in tournament football before. Young squads can go one of two ways. They can either really take it to the competition, they can be a really energetic, fun team to watch, or that lack of experience can really hurt them especially towards the end of games.
Yeah.
So I think Wales could initially struggle, but I think they will be back.
Do you think we'll see Brennan Johnson at another major tournament for Wales?
I think there'll be another major tournament. Whether that's the World Cup or not, I'm not too sure. Maybe with the expansion, because obviously it's going up to 48 teams, isn't it?
I'd love to see more Australasian, African and Asian teams enter rather than more European teams, because every group has about two European teams, essentially. Mm. It's just like... I think what we're going to say is we're going to have some more Forest players coming up after the break. Thank you, Luke Green, for coming on. And I think... You know what I wish, Kieran? I wish it could be Christmas every day. You're listening to Over the Trent, the Christmas special where we're going to talk all things World Cup over the Doha, as this will also be a They Think It's All Doha podcast. Have you seen my Spotify Wrapped, Kieran?
Yes, it's very pre-21st century.
Yes. It's available on Over the Trent, all one word, pod. Instagram, number one, just can't get enough. Okay, how many times do you think I listened to that song?
I remember seeing this. It was like 134.
314 times.
I got the numbers right.
You got not necessarily in the right order. I hope you guys also enjoyed the I Wish It Was
Okay, right,
Christmas
Dom.
Every Day Wizard sort of karaoke vibes. We had. Then what do you think was number two?
Number two was a Elvis song.
No, it was Insomnia.
Oh, wait, then, yeah, it was all...
And then Beautiful Day, U2 song.
And then Super Trooper. Yeah, can I just put this out there? Right, you listened to that 314 times. My number one play song, I listened to 43 times.
That's weird. Okay, you're the weirdo there. Definitely not me. Let's move on to some of the Forest players who've been playing for other nations. Hwang has been playing for... he's been playing for South Korea, hasn't made a single appearance for Nottingham Forest at all. bought him in the summer. South Korea have slightly disappointed at this tournament, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know what I expected from him, really, because I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know any of their players. It doesn't really help that they've got the same names. I can't really distinguish.
Yeah, the back line of Kim.
Yeah, I don't actually... I know Hyungmin Son, and I'm not even going to pretend like I know Hwang Uijo.
I think he's ours.
Yeah, I know. No, but he's on loan at Olympiacos.
Yeah, well, we don't, yeah.
Like, we don't know.
We've done the Josh Bowler trick.
Yeah. I don't really know what I expected from them. They were a bit of a wild card in there, maybe. I don't think Son's really... The level of opposition that this tournament is showing to have at the moment, I don't think one player can carry a team as much as maybe in previous tournaments.
Mm. Hwang hasn't really given much for South Korea. They did have a fascinating 2-3 game against South Korea. South Korea against Ghana, sorry. It is a very warm studio, is all I can say. South Korea are pretty much out as it stands. Bit of a shame. Hyungmin Son, again, failing to go past the group stage. Another Forest player on loan, Richie Larea.
Okay, right, he's been... He was so good. He was so good in that Canada game.
It was bizarre.
Who is it against?
Canada, Croatia.
Croatia. Yeah, he was playing that, like, Jed Spence role perfectly.
Yeah.
And I honestly... It was so surprised.
Yeah.
He just... He was a contender for man of the match that game before Croatia decided to put four past them.
Yeah, that was a bit rude of them, I thought. But I think he's getting the first ever Canadian assist for a World Cup.
Yeah.
It's just mad.
That scoreline was so unfair on that team as well. 2-1 may be fair enough, but 4-1 was just a bit of a... Canada looks like a really spiritful team. I reckon they will definitely be back at a World Cup eventually. They've got a fairly young squad, minus maybe Hutchinson and a couple others that I can't remember. I mean, Hutchinson's 39, so don't think he'd be at another major international tournament again.
Mm.
But Larea, real surprise.
Yeah.
And maybe done enough to just be like a backup fullback.
Would you have him above Toffolo? I wouldn't. Okay, let's move on because we're running out of time. Remo Freuler has been a little bit disappointing for Switzerland, who are on the verge of... Well, they're on the verge, because this could go either way for them. He's played both games. He's playing alongside Granit Xhaka in the Swiss midfield. Remo has been superb for Forest in the past few weeks. He's also been solid for Switzerland, but not quite given enough. I don't think...
It's a very tough group, though. I mean, Cameroon, Brazil, Serbia, arguably... I would say it's arguably one of the hardest groups out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not quite gone that way. Brazil have kind of dominated that group. Remo Freuler starting and probably deserving to start in that Switzerland side. But I feel like I said this when he was playing when he's been playing for Forest. His work goes very unnoticed. Mm. He's a very good kind of deep line playmaker who picks up the ball very deep, brings it forward, passes it to someone, and then the magic looks like it's starting. But Remo has that vision to be able to spray balls left, right and centre. So
yeah, I think he could go through. All they have to do is beat Serbia, and I just think they would be able to do that. Now, we're running out of time. Now, Kieran, we've got a Forest player who I had never heard of. Brandon Aguilera Zamora. He's playing for Costa Rica at the moment at this World Cup. He's never played for Forest. We've got a few players like this, and obviously big shout out to him. I haven't been able to catch any of the games. Costa Rica, slightly disappointing at this World Cup. I think so.
19,
yeah,
and he's already got 3 caps.
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad. But I think, you know, more games like this for him. He's on loan in the Costa Rican top division. Best of luck to him. Massive shout out to Mohamed Draeger, former Forest, absolute unit. He's been getting stuck in for Tunisia. Ethan Horvath has barely come off the bench for USA, so shout out to him. Chuck Koyate, he's been all right. He's not played a lot for Senegal. England-Senegal coming up on the weekend, Kieran. What are your predictions?
I'm scared, you know.
You're scared? That
Senegal team looks good.
And we're on ITV.
Mm. Only winning 2 out of 16 games at the World Cup on ITV.
Very bad.
Whereas on BBC, I think it was something like... 12 out of 15?
It's something incredible. And I don't know why that is, but...
Honestly, I'm it's got to be some kind of coincidence, but yeah. Like, this is going to be a tough game. It's probably the best level of opposition England have faced so far at this tournament, and it's going to be the first real test, I think.
Yeah. Best of luck to the Three Lions. Senegal, it's a shame, because I was really getting behind you coming out with no Sadio Mane, Koulibaly, and just having the most wonderful kits in the world.
Oh, and the fans.
And the fans. The sort of chain, yeah. Train jumps. I'd love to see that in the Lower Bridgford next year, lads, okay? Right. Thank you so much for listening to Over the Trent. Sorry this hasn't been our best episode. We've really tried our hardest. We're going to try and step into the new year in the same way Elton John steps into Christmas. So since recording that, we have since seen Remo Freuler has scored the first Nottingham Forest player goal since Pierre van Hooijdonk in 98. This is huge for Nottingham Forest. Congratulations, Remo Freuler. Absolutely superb. And whilst editing this, I also realised we completely wrote off South Korea, who of course made it through last night. Incredible performance. Forest all over the world. More Asian teams and South American teams in the round of 16. It's been a fantastic World Cup. On the pitch, off the pitch, again, still been iffy. If you want to hear about that, listen to our specials with Eco Frenzy and Queerest and Dearest. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Go well and keep it URM.